final segment here on That 590 Show. Lindsay Eversmeyer from the Fire and Ice Soccer Club. Now, do you have any camps coming up or anything like that?
We just had our camp. What we have coming up this Sunday, we have a home game at 1 o'clock at Belleville West.
Okay.
We're going to play Dayton Dutch Lions, which is the only team in the league that we haven't played yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, can you tell us about the opponent? Are they new to the league? Are these like your fierce rivals? Or
no, actually, you know, last year they won our region.
Okay.
And Rose Lavelle, who is one of the newer players on the women's national team, played for them last year. So we played against her. Yeah, they were really, really good.
Okay. Yep. So the game is this Sunday.
Yep.
Okay. At Belleville West.
Yep. At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. And yep. How much are tickets?
$5.
Tickets are $5.
Kids 8 and under are free.
Okay. So come on
Pretty
out.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah. That's, you're a cheap date.
Well, I mean, it's more about just getting little kids and other people out to, you know, have some, I don't know, inspiration or some.
What kind of halftime entertainment do you provide?
Well, it all depends. Like this week, this weekend, we're going to have Kids for Kids coming out. So we're going to be promoting, you know.
Oh, the Kids for Kids, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be out with buckets.
With Brian Judy?
Yeah, he's going to be collecting, you know, money in the stands, and a portion of our gate will go to him. So that's what we're going to be promoting. Hopefully he brings enough people to where they can play a game at halftime.
He does a lot of work.
He does.
For that.
For a good cause.
For a great charity. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. When you know, you're passionate about something that helps other people, I mean, yeah, it's always good.
So you also help your players, though, get scholarships, too, like if they're of college age, correct?
Yeah, those are my kids that I coach for club, for Gateway Rush. So,
okay.
Yeah, I coach the 19s, 18s age group. So, yeah, when they're trying to get college scholarships, I help them.
If they want to get involved with Gateway Rush,
mm-hmm.
Where can they go for that?
Just go to the website, and it'll tell you how to, you know.
GatewayRush.com?
Yep. Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yep.
Good stuff.
I know. I'm excited. New season, new kids. I'm pumped.
The studio is supposed to be soundproof, and Rocchio is so loud, I can hear him through the studio walls.
Seriously?
Yeah. I can hear him.
This one?
Yeah, Rocchio is so loud, I can hear him.
He does like to talk.
He does, and he's a good talker, but mm-hmm, it's, he is so loud.
And we even have this big door.
Like, that's what I'm talking
like
about.
Like on Ace Ventura. It's like...
We should see if he can do We should see if he can do the Ace Ventura. He probably can. So you've already had four games so far this season.
Three.
Okay,
yep.
The fourth one is this Sunday. How long is the season?
So the season will go to the middle of July. But I don't know. So there's eight games, and then we have two Midwest Championship games, and then possibly two final games, which this year we'd be playing in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you need for me to make the road trip, I'd be more than happy.
Sure. You want to drive the bus?
I can do that.
Okay. You can pay for the bus, too.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. First of all, I need to find out, the bus, is it going to be an automatic or is it going to be a manual?
I don't know. Whatever you like.
Okay. If it's an automatic, I'm your man. If it's a manual, as shameful as it is for me to admit, I have no idea how to drive a manual transmission.
Really?
No idea. No
clue.
That
was my first three cars. My parents made sure I knew how to drive those.
Here's where GMI is going to laugh at.
I have no idea how to drive a manual.
Okay. I'm the only one in this room that can drive a manual?
The girl in the studio is the only one who knows how to drive.
Manly.
How to drive a manual transmission. I never had a vehicle to learn on.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure I could figure it out eventually.
Yeah, it's not
I mean, it's
hard.
Just timing with the clutch and the gas and the brake and everything and shifting the gears. But nowadays, unless you're buying like a high-end automobile, they don't make manual transmissions anymore. I want to say like the percentage of cars on the road that are a manual transmission is under like 10%.
Yeah, slim to none. I haven't seen many of my friends that have purchased.
Honda's got a lot of manual.
Yeah.
Honda does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're big on gas mileage, aren't
they?
So, the sticks are better.
It just seems like to me, like, with the clutch is another thing that can go wrong.
It definitely is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be, like, another expense. You're going to burn the clutch out, and next thing you know, you got to get that fixed.
Well, it depends on how you drive. If you
know
how to drive it. If you don't know how to drive, then, yeah, you're going to burn the clutch out.
Do you think less of me now because I have no idea how to drive a manual?
Not at all.
Are you never going to come on the show ever again?
No, not at all. I'm sure there's plenty of things that you can do that I can't do, so are you going to judge me?
No, I don't really. I'm trying to judge too many people, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I judge Rocchio on that headband.
I let Richard Simmons headband. Let's roll his shorts a few times and have him do some jumping jacks.
I'm going to, as soon as we're done with this show, open that door and call him Richard Simmons right in front of Tuna. Yeah, right in front of Tuna. That's going to make my day. It really is. It's going to make my day.
Oh, God. I don't want to humiliate him.
Why not? He's Rocky. That's what he's there for. Special thanks to Craig Edwards.